Dr. Mark Siegel is a great doctor and a tremendous television talent on Fox News, and most importantly, has become a dear friend of mine and Bernie and my date to Knicks games. Here he is, the great doctor himself. Siegs, what's going on, brother?
Well, you know, Sid, I got to tell you, when I was waking up this morning, I was all set to tell you we're going to spend all of our time at the Knicks next year at Keene's Steakhouse, not maybe having an extra beer for how bad they are and how they bungled the draft thing. But now, all of a sudden, this morning, I find out they're actually getting Jalen Brunson from the Mavs. So what the hell is going on? This changes the game, right?
I don't know. Listen, I like Brunson. I don't love him. That's $100 million. That's a lot of money. You look at the guys before him, they got $100 million. In the history of the Knicks, there's only three. Carmelo Anthony, one great year, that was it. Julius Randle, one good year, that was it. And Allen Houston, very good player, played on championship quality teams, but hit like one or two big shots. That was it. So the $100 million guys for the Knicks haven't exactly panned out. I don't know if Jalen Brunson all of a sudden takes the Knicks from a 6 seed to a 3 seed. In fact, he doesn't. So I'm not sure it was all that great, Dr. Mark.
Well, listen, you know, let's be careful how we talk about Randall. I saw him looking in your eyes while he was driving to the basket to see whether you approved of how he was doing.
No, it wasn't me. It was the guy sitting in front of me, Michael Irvin, who knows, we found out that night, Dr. Mark, who knows Randall from Dallas, Texas, believe it or not. But that was fun. That was a good time.
You're absolutely right. I can't wait to go again, and we can see if Jalen looks our way or not, depending on where we're sitting. But I agree with you. You know, it's one of those phenomenon where he gets one really good year, and it wasn't him. He was an attaché.
Right.
He's no Stephon Curry, let's put it that way.
No, he's not. And you know, look, the Knicks have three very good young players. I think R.J. Barrett may even be great. I really like Quickly a lot. Toppin, you saw him late in the year when they played him, 30 points, 40 points. He could be great. So they have the makings of a really good young basketball team, but you need that star. That Kevin Durant, who didn't win in Brooklyn, but he's on his way out. And they don't have that in New York, so with the Knicks. So we'll see. It should be exciting. More importantly, how many people are going to die from monkeypox?
Well, you know, monkeypox, when we first saw it, you and me were like, okay, here we go. You know, in other words, you and I thought we were going to just be joking about it for months. And the truth is, let's keep it in perspective. It is mostly hype compared to COVID. The problem with COVID was that it spread asymptomatically, so it's hard to control. This thing, you know, you have it. The cases, I mean, we're still talking about 300 or 400 cases in the United States, 4,500 cases around the world. Granted, there are many that are uncounted, but it's mainly connected to travel and to the gay community, to male-on-male sex. It's not something to ignore totally, especially since if you have it, you get pretty sick. You get flu-like symptoms. The rash is actually painful. So I don't want to downplay any of that, but people are really not dying from it. It's a bad, bad flu, and it's spreading, but it's spreading very slowly. The hype, as usual, is outdistancing the risk. And in New York, it's about 62 cases so far. There's probably more than that. The other thing, as usual, the testing is delayed. I mean, we saw this with COVID. They didn't learn a damn thing.
I just got a text from my dear friend Corey Zelnick, who's got tickets second row, New York City, Madison Square Garden. And he writes, too much money for the 15th best point guard in the NBA. So he said exactly what I said, too much money for that guy. Anyway, so monkeypox, pay attention to it, but don't get nuts. And basically, because I have sex with Danielle and not you, I'm pretty safe, right?
Yeah, well, I saw you grabbing me when we were at Keene's, but I was hoping you were grabbing for the check there. That's what I was hoping.
I think they took care of us. You took care of the check. There you go. You're very. I remember that very, very. That was a great dinner.
Is wonderful. And she's lucky to have you, by the way, especially with all that working out you do, and you're in a Los Angeles star now. I mean, you know, she's a very smart woman.
Well, thank you for saying that. COVID. Joe Biden comes out a couple of days ago, and nobody spreads fear better than Democrats. That's what they do. And he says, "Listen, basically, don't worry. We got another pandemic coming." Why would he say that? What is that based on? And B, is it based on something?
No, and I hate to say this because I've done enough of pummeling of poor Joe, but maybe he forgot that it was actually 2022, and he heard that COVID was coming, and he thought it was in 2020. I'm not sure. I mean, he certainly wasn't referring to anything that's on our infectious disease radar right now. We have to be vigilant and prepared for another pandemic, by the way, but I think maybe he heard something about the new subvariant, the BA5, which actually is concerning, and I'll get to this. You'll love this story, because this is concerning because it evades the vaccine and it evades natural immunity from prior infection, and it's coming from the UK and Europe to here. And guess what? Because of Joe, of Sleepy Joe, I think that name is appropriate, because of Sleepy Joe, we don't have the updated vaccines we need for this. These vaccines are 2 years old for the ancestral strain. That's right, the ancestral strain sounds like something from the Middle Ages, right?
Right.
The BA5, we don't have the coverage for it because the FDA hyper-regulated this, because the money stopped flowing. If you're a drug company, Sid, are you going to make a vaccine without money? Well, Donald Trump gave the money in advance. That was the smart thing there.
Yeah, Donald Trump did a fantastic job with that, as he did with most things, by the way. That's why he's still my guy with DeSantis. Hey, let's move on to Dr. Fauci, though. He had all the answers. He knew. Isn't it ironic? I think he's gotten COVID twice in like the last 2 weeks.
Well, what he has is he has COVID, and then it got better with Paxlovid, and then it came back. And what's ironic here is that he's the one that always says, buy the book, buy the book. Well, the book doesn't say to take Paxlovid twice. In fact, I'm fighting with pharmacists every day of the week, and they're saying, you can't prescribe that again. You just prescribed it on the same patient. And I say, well, but this isn't a new infection, but it's recurring, and they don't like that. So then I say, okay, it is a new infection. Look, he tested positive again. So you almost have to talk slang to a pharmacist to get the medicines you need. And there Fauci is doing it in a way that wasn't FDA approved, which is what he said at the beginning of the pandemic you don't do. Remember what follow the science meant, Sid? It meant follow it exactly. Cross your T's, dot your I's.
Right,
Look at the fine print. Well, he didn't do that here, but I'm glad he's getting better anyway.
What are your thoughts on Viagra, Cialis, you know, the daily compared to, you know, if you know you're having sex at night, for example, you pop it an hour before. I've done both. I've taken the stuff where I knew I was going to have sex, and I've taken the daily stuff, 5 milligrams, just to kind of build it up in my system. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about, because even 18-year-old guys, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of reasons why you take it. Stamina, maybe more than once, all those types of things. What are your thoughts on those?
I think the 18-year-old guys are the ones flocking in for it the most. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, in college campuses, it's wild. I believe, and this is what I prescribe, my own personal pattern on this is Cialis, because I like the point you made. It stays in the system longer. You don't have to do something like, first of all, you're supposed to have it on an empty stomach. You know, the problem with Viagra and Levitra is you're like, you're on a clock. You go, okay,
right,
honey, now's the time. And she says, no, sorry, I need another 10 minutes. And you go, it's wearing off.
No, listen, I have to tell you, because early on, those pills were like $40 or $50. And if I took one and Danielle decided not to have sex, I was like, do you realize how much money you just, like, it became like a money thing. It was terrible.
You know, so then you have to roam around the backyard seeing who's available. I mean, forget about that. And by the way, you got to the most important piece of this, which is the money trail, of course. You know, Cialis is available generically, but the pharmacy, and the insurance company usually doles it out. My patients say they're telling me I can only have sex 6 times a month. I can't afford the full price.
Oh, my. Well, it's a dollar fill I get. And ordinarily, those pills, whether it's Viagra or Cialis, $40, $35. And I think I get those pills now for about $13. It's still a lot of money, but about $13 a piece. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, and that's affordable. I mean, look, a cigarette costs that much. So you know,
right.
$13 a piece is fine, but and let her pick up the check, you know?
60 seconds to go. Bernie's not here again today. He went through chemo. He came back yesterday. He thought he was fine. He texted me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm throwing up. I feel awful. I felt horrible for him. Obviously, I continue to for the last 7 months. Doc, are we getting any closer to combating cancer?
Well, we are actually, and I wish so much the best for Bernie. He's such a great heart, and he's such a great companion to you and great, great friend.
Agreed.
We are getting there. With prostate cancer specifically, we're getting more immunotherapy. I haven't discussed this with Bernie. I should. And coming down the pike, by the way, is more genetic therapies, things like the mRNA vaccine that we talk about all the time. They're now using that for cancer. And the latest is stem cells. They're starting to engineer stem cells. We have the ability to engineer our immune system now to fight terrible cancers. We're on the cusp with this. We're on the verge with this, and we need it for Bernie.
Dr. Mark Siegel, you will never disappoint, man. I mean, you're great every time. You should get the Jalen Brunson money. Screw him.
Well, you just educated me today. Usually, you educated me, but so we're going to spend more time at that steakhouse. That's all.
That's all. That's fine with me. That's a great steak. I love you. Happy 4th of July, and thank you so much for coming on. You're always great. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Sid. Thank you.
You're the man. That's the great Dr. Mark Siegel, and he's on Fox News just about every day, and you know why.